going to see the Spider-Verse?
I don't know, man. Crazy enough, I was thinking about going today. I was like, I probably my best bet probably go tomorrow.
Okay. Just checking.
You already seen it, though.
Yeah, man. I'm finna gather my thoughts and get into it with Macchio. But we're going to have to chop about it because I like to have folks in the studio. So I'm going to have to get you and Ocean in the studio so we can rehash this thing. But I ain't talked to Macchio in a while. So this should be an exciting conversation because I really enjoyed that movie.
Hey, when did you go see it?
Man, I caught the noon showing today. I went at noon. Went at 12 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, shit, man, let me get Macchio on the line. Skos, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for at least trying to help a brother out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
All right, man, hold it down. Man. Peace.
All right.
Peace. All right, let's try this again. All right, here we go.
Yep.
Macchio Metal. Hey, the one and only Tanuki. What's up, man?
What's going down?
Not much, man. My brother, I was going to call you Suleta Mercury. I was like, the Tanuki. She's a Tanuki. You're a Tanuki. Hey, man, how you feeling, bro?
I'm pretty good, dog. How you making it?
I'm making it pretty good, man. I decided to brew some cold brew coffee. You know, I made it in the, you know, fridge, let it sit for like overnight, like 12. It's been sitting there for like 16 hours. I just couldn't do the 24 hours because, you know, I made it late last night. But put some Baileys in it. Oh, man, very refreshing and hopefully, you know, give me a nice little spiritual, you know, kick in my, you know, the spirits give me a kick.
Oh, yeah.
But without that being,
what I'm talking about.
Hey, yeah, man, it's been a long day. Got up this morning, had to do some yard work as per usual for Saturdays, but I already knew, like, when the afternoon came, I was like, man, I had to, because I had an engagement yesterday, I had to push back my Spider-Man show until today. I was going to sit in IMAX last night, I mean, yesterday afternoon, but because I had a scheduling conflict, I had to cancel it. And Fandango, I want to give them a shout out, but I think what I'm going to do right now is, like, I'm kind of calling them out. They changed their policy to where they'll give you that $5 reward, but if you got to rearrange your movie, they'll refund you your physical money, you know, your dollars, but them like $5 off, they don't give you that back.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, I would think that if you refund the ticket or reschedule it, then you might as well just pay the same price.
Right. If you change your ticket and you use the promo code, you're ineligible for any damn. They can't give you no refund. And they won't give you one as a courtesy.
Hey, bro, just give me the credit for what I paid and then let me pay the same price for the new ticket.
Yeah, that didn't work out, so I had to downgrade from the IMAX to, like, just the standard viewing, which was phenomenal, like, I might add. Like, it was, I had a dope-ass seat. It was only a handful of people in there because I caught the absolute first showing. But, dude, I want to let the people know what it is because this is Miles Morales across the Spider-Verse.
Bro.
I seen your review. You posted in the group chat, and the first thing that came to my mind is like, okay, so, all right. Once you said what you said, I was just like, man, he don't just say that about anything. And I know this ain't no Spider-Man bias. Like, this man ain't gonna give no. I'm like, man, what did they like? Tell, what was your rating, bro? When you told me, I just wanted to go for this first, so, and then kind of lead the people in to why it is the way it is.
Oh, I just said it was
10
out of 10, bro.
10 out of 10. So, bro, when you said that, I'm like, okay. Expectations. He wouldn't set my expectations up this high if they wouldn't deliver. I think the moment I realized it was probably going to land there, well, spoilers for everybody who listening. You know, this is Tales of the TARDIS, man. This is Ninja Please podcast spinoff, man. This is your boy Starman, a.k.a. Yuki Senpai Sunday. I'm here with one and only Tanuki, Macchio Metal.
Yeah, brother. The Macchio Metal, the Mando with the Bando.
Boom, boom.
AKA the Bounty Hunter owned by two. Also known as Sun Wukong. We in here, dog.
We in here, man. So, spoilers if you ain't seen Across the Spider-Verse, go and check it out now. It's out right now. Go and see it right now. All right. So, Bro, you said that. The moment I kind of realized that, okay, they ain't playing with us was the prologue. Like, I was like, oh, we getting a Gwen prologue. Oh, this is a Gwen movie. And I forgot it was I forgot it was a prologue. It was just like, nah, bro, it's just a prologue, bro. We didn't even get you all the credits yet. We literally just did a little couple and started the flick.
Bro. Right before the whole, what do you call that shit, the title card even came up.
Bro,
they gave you a good 15 minutes.
Bro, and I thought that, because, you know, and mostly with movies nowadays, they give you the title card at the absolute end. That I don't know when that trend became the thing to do, but, you know, usually you get the title card absolutely at the end. You don't get it at the beginning no more. So I thought the movie was just rolling. So we get Gwen, Spider Gwen, just doing her thing, and I love her opening monologue when she just kind of goes back and forth and was just like, you know, he's not the only one. He's not the only one. Like, she just goes down every way that they relate, and she's talking about him because she misses him. She's been thinking about him, and she's like, yo, he's not the only one. Not the only one. And I was like, damn. And I like how they. At the beginning of the movie, I like the subtext of that being, like, underneath it all. It's literal and metaphorical at the same time. It's like, no, literally, he's not the only one. Like, you about to see a bunch of Spider-Men in this shit. But, you know, what we go through, we have to go through it. And it kind of hammered in all this stuff about Spider-Man early on. Within the first 5 minutes, we're like, okay, go in this. And I like her aesthetic, bro. Honestly, I got to say this. Spider-Gwen look better in that suit than Miles do, but, I mean, that's female aesthetic. I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay, ballerina shoes, you know, or the chucks with, you know what I'm saying, the whole silhouette and the hoodie. I don't know. Like, Spider-Gwen, I bought Spider-Gwen issue number one when it first dropped, just off of the strength of the art. So, I've always been pleased with that, but, Macchio, take it away, man. Walk me through you, you know, your engagement with this whole, like, experience, bro.
Okay, so yesterday I had to work, so I was gonna go see it at like 10:55, but I traded for an earlier shift, so I went in at like what time did I go to work? 10:45 to 7:15. So I came back, changed clothes, and went to the 9:30 showing. Nice. The 9:30, it wasn't packed, but there was plenty of people in there because it's 9:30, so it was a few empty seats still in there, maybe about 30 empty seats.
Okay.
So we're sitting in there, and just like you, the whole Gwen intro came in. I'm like, okay, so we finally get the actual backstory of what happened in Gwen's universe. So we're seeing her and Pete's relationship and her coming up with him, growing up together as friends, and it wasn't like, oh no, she liked him. No, they were childhood friends that just grew up together. And then she ended up becoming Spider-Gwen. And he kind of, like, always knew. I'm like, yo, I really like what they're doing with this dynamic. And then how her dad was the chief of police. And he had an attachment to Pete. And when Pete turned into the Lizard, the dad didn't know. So he automatically thought that Gwen killed him. And he's been going through all his turmoil because, yo, it's like his adopted son got killed by this vigilante that, you know, nobody really respects in the city, of course, because of Spider-Man's story. Spider-Man's always saving New York. Nobody really likes him like that. And you get the whole dynamic of her wanting to tell him, but she can't. And then she eventually does tell him, and that whole little shit happens. He's like, yo, I quit being the police chief after that. I had to give it up, dog. Like, I'm conflicted. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
So I really like that little segment right there.
Yeah, man.
Because it just opened it up more for you to understand what Gwen was going through and why she was always so standoffish and why she treated Miles the way she did in the first movie. It's like, well, if you didn't read the comics, you didn't really know why she acted that way. And then in the movie, it's like, all right, well, some of y'all who don't read comics like that, you just come to the movie to see it. This is what went down.
No, they explain it, man. He had a different fate, like, since she got bit by the spider and not him in this universe. Because it's funny, I had to wrap my mind around the idea when I saw the movie the day that I thought about I knew Miles was a true passing of the torch for Spider-Man because he is not a Peter Parker variant You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, nah, I'm not a Peter Parker variant. Like, bro, like, there was a Peter Parker in this world. He was Spider-Man, but I am too. You know what I'm saying?
He died, so I had to pick it up.
Yeah, and it was like there was nothing, like, involved to, like, that we know that kind of pushed that to happen. It's just like, no, bro, you were saved. Like, you are going to be Spider-Man now. You were chosen to be the Spider-Man. I like when, to fast forward, you know, you learn how special he truly is. And that became my favorite thing, because they started off with this Gwen thing, but when they done with the prologue, they just like, all right, bro, let's bring the music in. We're going to do this one more time. They put up the graphics. Boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, comic approved by... I love that. Approved by the comic, you know, association. I was like, okay.
That's what let me know they really fishing to go in this one. That's what told me at the very beginning. When they put that right before the movie started, I was like, all right, these jokers gonna make comic book references all the way. Like, they pulling straight from canon at this point. And I like the fact that they use that term.
Bruh, it's almost like... first thing I suspected within the first 10 minutes of the movie was... I'd probably say the first 2 minutes of the movie was, bruh, did y'all like some... Y'all turned this into a comic. Y'all wrote the script, made the script a comic. Just... what is? Because you're not going to get that seal for a cartoon. So, did you publish it and just not publish it? You know what I'm saying? Like, to get the seal, be like, yeah, bro, this is... We had to... Because I can definitely see the story. It'll be so cool if the storyboards for this feature was actually someone said, nah, bro, we got to write it as a comic so we can get the animators to make it look like the comic. Because I wonder what that process is like, telling animators, trying to describe a comic to animators. Because you might be a dope comic illustrator, but you suck at, you know, putting that shit
animation.
At the animation and drawing it online. So you're going to have to translate how it's supposed to look and the effect it's supposed to give, you know, somehow. So I'm wondering if if they made a print version of this film, I would definitely buy that comic, because, like, the side panels of, like, the definitions, like, never seen that before.
Right. They put the little thumbnails up there, like, okay, that's what this means. Like, how they do in the comics, they got a little asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is what this means. This is the definition of this. Like, they actually said Hammerspace by name.
Hammerspace.
So now people know what we're talking about, and we say, yeah, they just pulled it out the Hammerspace. They know what it means now.
Bruh, that was beyond dope. Doing that, just the little subtle things to lean you in, like, this is a comic book movie. One of my favorite things about it was... they use so many different layers of the animation. And it's not even like this is one of them situations where we're going to save the best for last. It was like, no, all throughout the movie, some frames looked like straight up physical rendering of actual people from certain frames. And then they turn it and it's like, okay, you know, y'all used a different CGI sauce then. I seen it. Like, this scene looks like you shot it with a real camera. And you just imposed it in here, bro. I can see when, like, you didn't draw that. You mixed it in, like.
Yeah, you scanned somebody. This is, like, actual real footage that y'all digitized.
Yes, like, you can tell the, like, it was. I think it was one of the car scenes when he was talking to his dad, or they were slowly creeping up. It was one scene when they were in the car, and it was like, okay, this scene looks, like, way too detailed. Like, the lighting is... so much of it went over my head just early on, before we even got into what the story is about. I really just got to rave about how marvelous visually this was. People say it all the time, bro, I've literally never seen nothing like this. Like, they didn't have to go that hard. Like, visually, they didn't have to go that hard, bro. They didn't have to. I'm like, bro, y'all didn't have to go through. Like, because the first one was, like, the animation was, like, ahead of its time on the first one. This one, I'm feeling like, bro, y'all setting the bar a bit too high, bro. Like, it's kind of like it's that same feeling I had when I saw the Broly movie for the first time. When it was just like, okay, y'all showing out. Like,
yeah. Animated stuff from this point on got a lot to look up to, because this shit here was on a whole nother level.
It was on a different level. Like, just so much with the... I can kind of see it now. I saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now that animation that they're going to use for Mutant Mayhem makes way more sense, because I was like, okay, some of that's gonna look like this. Now I get it. Now I get mm-hmm. it. Where it's like, okay, because it still felt like it's like 3D cell shaded. Like it ain't just the cell shaded that looks 2D. It's almost 3D. This is like 3D cell. Like I don't know. I can't even describe. Like
what yeah, bro. Because when they showed my boy Scarlet Spider, I'm like, bro, this man looks too fucking off the chain,
bro. When they showed your boy Ben Reilly, bro, like. That's the one thing I like is when we see all these Spider-Men and we just like, yo, they all here. And you know, I'm instantly trying to, I know you was like looking and searching to, all right, who can I pick? Who is he from? You know, you trying to like, I didn't even care about Gwen and Miles at this point. I'm like, bro, where everybody else at? Let me, who is that?
Ooh. Right, who's all the other Spider-Man? Where they
at? Oh shit, it's Jessica Drew. Oh shit, it's Julia Carpenter. Oh shit. Like, I'm just, I was like, oh, dog, I saw Spider-Man Unlimited just chilling in the background, bro. Like
in the background of the cat, Spectacular Spider-Man was in there. I'm like, dog, all these spiders in here.
Spectacular Spider-Man. I was like, oh, shit, it's Spectacular Spider-Man. Like, he even had some lines, bro. Like, I'm just like, bro. Oh, man. And it's, like, phenomenally just all of them. Like, the way they tried to, you know. And then, no, the Andrew Garfield, you know, scenes. It's just like, no, bro. Duh. You finally got your wish, bro. How that feel? They finally did it. You been talking, bro.
Oh, man.
Bro, we started this pod in 2019, bro. And one of the first things you said on season one was when we reviewed the first Spider-Man was, man, I just want them to cross over the live action shit with the animation shit. Bro.
And what did they do? Brought that shit right in this movie. Like, oh yeah, those Spideys are part of this shit too, because it's all part. Oh, that's another thing, the whole Spider-Verse shit. Now that goes straight back to the comics with the Spider-Geddon thing that I was talking about a while back. Well, this was a good while back when I was talking about this. It might have been on a couple of seasons ago. That might be where they got this story from. When all the Spider-Man from across the universes had to converge to stop this big world-ending disaster from happening. So all the Spider-Man had to come together and work together. Because all the Spider-Man were still stylized from whatever universe they came from. And they actually acknowledged the Spider-Verse. Like, they showed the sacred timeline branching off, and then it became the webs. It was like, yo, the only thing they didn't say is that's where the spider sense comes from. That's the only thing they did not say that's canonical to the comics.
Did you peep that, though? The moment Miles, in a completely different universe, gets alert to this shocking news, like, Gwen just was like, oh, shit, okay, I know what's happening. I know where he at. I know what he feels right now in another dimension, bro. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, that's spider love, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, dog, like, and I appreciate them not hitting me over the head, like, romantically. I just love the heavy implying everything and really just kind of, like, letting you revel in the emotions of how everything feels around them, not necessarily what they're dealing with. 'Cause Gwen more or less addresses it, and I felt, you know, that shit kind of, like, Shawty just like, look, man, and it came back full circle later on. She says, you know, look, man, you know, I ain't like I ain't feeling you, but every Gwen falls in love with Spider-Man, and every Gwen that falls in love with Spider-Man dies, bro. So,
yep.
I don't want to admit I failed for you, because if I do, I feel like that's going to be the end of it. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, we can write our own different endings. And by the end, you kind of realize, like, nigga, you can, because you ain't no...
Yeah, you're the anomaly, bro. You're not supposed to even be Spider-Man. That's why the shit don't affect you like that.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you're technically not a... It's just like, bro, you technically, like... It's crazy to think that the OG original Peter Parker has Spider-Man variants and Peter Parker variants. Like, you think about that on the grand scale of, like, no, bro, there's all these other Spider-Men that exist to people around me, but then there's this guy. And, bro,
the right, then there's Pete, because there's multiple Spider-Men that are not Pete.
Bro, okay, so let's go there. So we get the Pete that's in our movie, in this one, right? And that's like the Pete, I guess, we revere that is not the Miles Morales one, right? From the Earth timeline we're most familiar with. He was like, well, yeah, no. I like how even when even when 2099 starts to really like become villainous in his, you know, in his like just obsession with this shit, I like how he knows that, bro, I can fuck all y'all up. Like, I'm like, yeah, bro.
But
like,
I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing not to give you this action right now.
So, I like how he just, out of the whole thing, he was like, pew, put them up, was able to talk to him, like, hey, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, he was the best. I like the fact that he was just like, bro, I'm not even trying. I got a baby on me right now. And they can't touch me, bro. I got a baby on my chest.
Right. I got my little one with me, dog, and you don't want to see it.
And it's like, bro, you don't want to see it. I'm still better than all these other Spider-Man, bro. I had my Spider-Verse shit before, bro. You know, like, I met the niggas from the Fox Kids cartoon. Like, I'm that guy, bro. I'm the one Madam Web talked to, bro. I'm that guy. But
right, I married my MJ. We had our baby. I was gonna make my life because I didn't figure it out. I had to, regardless.
It's like, yes, but I lost OG Stacy, bro. So trust me, I get it. I like how when Miles' confidence, I like how basically when he has to outsmart, outplay, out Spider-Man, all these Spider-Man. It's like hundreds of these dogs, hundreds of these men, and Miles is like, bro, I've never been so proud to be a Spider-Man fan, bro. Like, it's like, dog, you him. I'm looking at him like, dog, Miles, bro, you him.
Yep, you are Spidey, bro.
Like, bro, you him. Like, bro, you are H-I-M. That's what I wouldn't even put no Spider-Man symbol on my back. I put H-I-M, bro. I am him. Like, I am Spider him. You know, I am Spider him. Like, damn, he was just phenomenal. And I like how he was just like, Brad, I'm only 15.
Like, I know. Right, and he keeps trying to reiterate the fact that he's not a kid. Like, bro, you are a kid. You're 15, dog.
I'm 15, but then it's like, bro, you can't tell me, like, bro, you say the world and you 15. But see, what it did to me was I really felt like Miles. I'm like, hey, yo, Miles, real shit, though. For all these other niggas, I can see why everybody else don't want to tell their parents. I'm like, bro, your mama Puerto Rican, dog. Like, your dad is like, bro, I feel like you might have the one parents that you probably could tell. I'm kind of feeling like, damn, Miles. Like, everybody else, I get their situation. But with you, I just kind of feel like, bro, black, because we know black parents. So it was always that thing about, like, we know black parents is just like, boy, you up to something. Is it drugs? Is it gangs? Is it the talk? Like, the Goofy movie. What is your son doing? You a cop. You don't know what your son doing, but he ain't getting into trouble, but you don't know what he doing. And then...
Right.
Then you bring this white girl home. And then they all put their hands on their face like face... So that's what it is? He been chasing around this white girl? That's why he been missing everything?
That's what it is?
She got his nose right. All...
trying to date this girl?
And then, you know, the dad kind of like, yeah, son, I get it. But you mean you couldn't come to me and tell me you like this girl? And then the mom is feeling like, damn, he likes it. He's growing up. He likes a girl. I want him to treat her good. So I don't want to make her suffer. Then now the mom want to be like, oh, well, you're ungrounded. Go ahead and go be with her. Go hang out. You know, it's like, all right, cool, mom. You know, the dad like, what the fuck you do that for? We just gave this nigga 5 months.
Trying to set some boundaries. You gave him 5 months of grounding, dog. Like,
and you
he'll
let him
be out of school by the time he's ungrounded. Like, yeah. He gotta loosen up just a little bit.
You gave him five, like, you let him be grounded for 5 minutes just so he could, like, that defeats the purpose. Like, you don't know what he doing. Nah, he's with Gwen, bro. And, like, I get that. You imagine just loving someone or wanting to be with someone, and y'all can't, one, because y'all in two different universes. And the other thing is, like, bro, if y'all get too close, who knows what might happen? You may create a new timeline, because I'm thinking Full Metal Alchemist every minute of this movie. I'm thinking, like, bro, yeah, man, this shit pretty bad, bro. Like multiverse and, like, bro, you don't enter this multiverse shit. And it just right, bro. Somebody got to go when you land. And that's just always been the case. It's just like, bro, somebody got to go if you land. So I don't know where you landing. And I don't want you to, because I feel like, all right, you got the power to connect all these webs. because you an anomaly, but dog, I don't want, there is no Gwen to Miles because OG Peter in his line, I'm sure had a Gwen. So my thing is like, bro.
Yeah, it was Gwen Stacy. I mean, it was Gwen Stacy, but she ain't get no power. She just, you know.
So yeah, so I feel like his Gwen should be safe, but you can't tell them that. So it's like, who really wants to take that risk?
Yeah, especially when all the other Spideys are out there, they looking at the little charts and studying the timelines, and like, look, we can't figure it out. Like, all we know is Miles is the crux of the situation. We got to keep him out of this. We can't let him get involved.
And then they're jealous. I think of the jealousy of that. It's just like, nah, man. You done gave so much, but you get this one Spider-Man who's like, but I'm like, bro, I lost my uncle. The fuck you mean? You lost your Uncle Ben, I lost my uncle, bro. Like, we even, bro. Don't come to me because I get the girl. Like, damn, bro, chill. Oh, I couldn't get my
daughter. Y'all got the girl, too. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all didn't want her.
I got a little more freedom with mine.
Yeah, and you lost your daughter, and I really feel bad for him, bro. I'm like, bro, you corrupted. I like how I never noticed the Iron Man pose. You know, the Iron Man behind the back, when he look at with your big-ass wide shoulders. I never noticed how menacing and sinister that pose looked. Because, you know, him just coming down from the top, I said, bro, he going to be a bad guy. Bro, I can already see just by how he's standing, how he coming down in slow. Only bad guys drop down in slow motion. Good guys don't do that. Bad guy, this is his thing. I'm like, yeah, bro, you looking like a straight-up villain right now.
And that's kind of Miguel, though. He's a hero, but like he said, he's got that damn vampire shit. Not really a vampire, but it's vampire light.
I like the blade. I call it a blade callback. Easter egg when, you know, just like, you know, it's like a good vampire. I pay to see that. I'm like, hey. That was dope. Did you get vertigo?
Nah.
Okay, it was a scene. It was when Gwen first walks outside and she goes on that ledge and she sits upside down. I love the detail they put in her sitting down, from her shooting the webs to pulling down to sitting down. Bro, if you look at the back, go watch it again. If you look at the backgrounds enough, your head will feel like you're upside down too. Like, in my yoga practice, I do headstands. You know what I'm saying? You'll never forget that feeling when the blood rushed to your head. It just makes you feel a certain type of way. They did something with the backgrounds. They did something that just kind of simulated that effect. I started getting nauseous, and, like, my hands started sweating when they were sitting upside down. That's never happened before. So I'm like, damn, bro, I kind of feel like I'm upside down, too. But then again, the seats I had, I was really, like... Bro, I was like in that shit. I didn't sit like, I was four rows from the back when I typically sit three. So I'm like one row closer to the movies. One row closer to the screen. But yeah, that scene kind of like gave me vertigo a little bit. I'm feeling like my head started spinning. Like, hold up, bro. Like, is it, you know, is it the effects of, you know, my activity prior to the movie?
What could this be?
This is enhanced experience. But yeah, man, just tell me, give me some of your favorite, like, moments, things they connect, things from the first one that they improved upon in this one, man. Like, walk me through some of your just astoundment, because I don't want to just go too long on how I feel, because, bro, like, this your 10, bro, and I'm going to give you a spoiler, but I don't disagree with you, but, you know, I was going to wait till the end, bro. Like, bro, I really don't disagree with you. I can't find anything bad about this movie before I even get there, bro.
No, because everybody leveled up in some capacity outside of the movie, so you get to see them at their next level. Because when Gwen came, they had their little hangout, but they were also testing each other when she came back, when they were just swinging through the city. She was like, okay, let's see if he actually was still practicing when we were gone. Let's see if he got good. Because they were swinging together, and then he's doing all his little shit the way he swings, because he always had that goofy style. And Gwen is, you know, she's super graceful with hers, and then you see how they compliment each other when they web swinging through the city, and she's like, okay, he done got a little better with his shit. And it's like, yeah, man.
So that bus almost hit his ass.
Right, and he was distracted, though, but then he came up with a damn little skateboard pose, like, I got this shit.
Nah, Gwen was fire, bro. Like, her poses, even from her prologue to the end, I like just, like, damn, bro, shawty fire. Like, just, I like her, I like how she does the whole thing where she'll do the X cross her chest and she'll just spin and hit these, like, acrobatic Olympic-type flips. You know, Miles don't really do that, but Miles got, like, hit the confidence Miles has when he's in the middle of the air is unlike anyone else's, where he's like, oh, I can move in the air without, I ain't got to swing my arms and legs to move in the air, bro. I can just stand straight still, left, right, like.
And I'm there.
I'm there. And he got new power.
Right. Well, he doesn't, he just is over there. His powers. Yeah. And that's what I like, because that kind of, like, touches on the game. Oh, that, bro, that little shit right there, when Genki was playing the Insomniac Spider-Man game, and Insomniac Spider-Man was in the movie.
Hold up, what? When did that happen?
When Miles went back to their school dorm, Genki was in there. He's like, hey, are those my Jordans? He was in there, you know, you asked him about the paper he was writing. He's like, yeah, I made some progress. He was playing Insomniac Spider-Man, like Spider-Man PlayStation 4.
No, dang.
Yes.
Bro, that's fire.
See? And then one of the Spider-Man was Insomniac Spider-Man.
I was looking for him, too.
Dang. But they showed him very briefly, because, you know, the one white suit Spider-Man, that was Future Foundation. I'm like, of course he would be the super scientist dude with the fucking Reed Richards lab coat on.
Hey, I caught him.
It's like, dog, y'all knew what y'all were doing with this. And that was some of the things that just made me have to give it a 10. It was like, okay, y'all got all these spiders in here. And you know what to do with them. You're not just wasting them.
Oh, not at all.
And they made one of Spider-Man's most, like, laughable foils a major villain. Because if you think about the spot in reality, he's one of the most dangerous villains in the game, I mean, in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they presented him in the movie is like, yeah, this dude is dangerous, bro. Like, based on his powers alone, yeah, he's a threat.
Damn.
This man has pocket dimensions all over his body. He's almost like Polka Dot Man, except not Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, I like how he was like, no. But what's flooring me in the beginning was all the whole jokes. Like, oh, my holes, you can do anything, you know, yeah, through if you got enough holes. Like, oh, can I put my head in the hole? Like
it was funny. Should I put my head in that hole? Like, bro, don't do it.
Bro, I was laughing. Like, it was some parents in there with their kids, and they was laughing at all the whole jokes and stuff. Like, and then, you know, I like how meta they got at the end of it, you know, at the end of, like, you know, when they got done with that joke, it was like, all right, all right. It's like, hey, can you stop with the whole thing? You're making everybody uncomfortable. And I was like, hi.
Right. You're just talking about your holes, man.
Nah, man, they really made him ominous, bro. Like, he looked like an angel from Evangelion, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm looking like, yo, what the absolute fuck is this, bro? Like, when he acted, like, just, yeah, bro, he just like, oh, man, dude, you look like Lilith. Nigga, what the fuck is this? Like, all these holes popping up, and he was like, I'm going to get stronger. And he just had it out for Miles. Like, yeah, man, it's your fault.
And I'm going to make you realize why it's your fault, because you just don't understand who I am. You hadn't figured out why I got it out for you so bad. You don't even know who I am right now.
I know, you're superhero of the week. Like, okay, okay, bet.
Right, I'm gonna show you a superhero of the week.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Shamik Moore. You know, he did a great job this time around. I think he was even more. I think the Wu-Tang role kind of got his New York accent. I heard some. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, okay, yeah, you playing Raekwon for a couple years, and then kind of his New York shit got laid on extra thick in this one. Like,
yeah, especially when he was talking to his dad when he uses his fake voice. Like,
bro!
What you think about that? Like, yeah, you sound real Raekwon-ish right now.
Yeah, I was like, you know, like, he sounded just like Raekwon, bro. I'm like, dog, how you not telling that's your son? It's just like, does deep down you kind of know? Or, you know, like, how you know? Like, what the, you know, he's just talking to him.
I think what it is, his dad doesn't know that it's Miles. It's just like, he can tell he's black, though. Yeah, he's like, all right, well, I can relate to him in that capacity. So that's why he gives him a little benefit of the doubt. That will actually listen to him, but he doesn't know why he can relate to him so much. It's because it's his son, though. Yeah, just like talking to your kid.
Yeah, I think he's in denial at this point. I think he's like, could it? Nah. I'm pretty sure he's had that, couldn't be. Just couldn't be Miles. It's like, damn, that would explain everything. It's like, yeah, it would, dog. Like, you know. But Gwen came and fucked it up. I don't know what the hell she was thinking coming out of this nigga room, though.
You're right. But that's just going to make it any better. Yeah, his window was open and I went in like normal people do.
Yeah, like that's what y'all normal do. What y'all got going on? Like,
parents didn't even think about the fact that they don't live on the first floor with that statement. They just let that shit roll off.
Sure, you know, mama, she think about grandkids at this point. She trying not to, but something in her got her thinking about them grandbabies now. Like, oh, I don't want to be a grandmother. Then again, I want to be an abuela.
You're right. I want to be an abuela now.
Like, I don't know, baby. Like, nah, man, Miles, it was just, I don't know, man. It's just so hard to describe, man. They really laid on a lot of the, like, a lot of the animation really just carried a lot of the story. That's not to say the story wasn't good. It was just a lot of, like, visually they were able to just combine so many elements, build such a giant worldscape, and really just dynamic. The scenes that they do from, you know, Grant, when Gwen's dad first ran up on her when she got Pete, I like how the whole, her, all the light and everything behind her is yellow, but close you get to her dad is red, like rage, like you see the rage, and then you see her, it's like they kept doing different dynamics with the colors. And they were just so eye-popping, and they just stood out. You could feel the emotion through the colors that they chose for the characters and the time that they had them. It was just like, oh, man, you can feel when, like, they tell me, oh, you know, you're supposed to feel sad. Now you're supposed to feel happy. Now you're supposed to feel like, they just kept walking me through all of these emotions just visually without even anything on screen. Before it happens, you can kind of feel where this is going just based off of, like, the scenery.
And they don't beat you over the head when it's subtle enough to where it's just like, okay, it just tells your brain to do it without you having to be like, damn, they show reiterating this a lot. Like, nah, you don't even notice it.
Nah, man, because the story, from the previews, they did a good job from the trailer, like, masking the true, because I knew that 2099 was going to try to get Miles. I just didn't know why. And then, you know, when they had that, and I love the fact that all the Spider-Man is just like, we get the response, because they all hung up on the responsibility and great power. That's what locked them into being even on board with that. But they were all relieved that to see a Spider-Man come through and say, hey, bro, is it really cool if we let people die when we know we can save them? Like, is that really something we can do and call ourselves the friendly neighborhood? Spider-Man, is that something we...
Yeah, because Spider-Man don't do that. Because all of them are pretty much in agreement in that regard. Like, hey, Spider-Man doesn't do that, though.
You know, but they like, damn, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. So they kind of like on board with it. But at the same time, it's like, well, you know, you know, the Indian Spider-Man, like, he, like, that's tough. What you gonna do in his situation? Like, bro, one of them got to go.
Yeah, because you saved his dad. Now his timeline is all messed up because his dad was supposed to die. So he's conflicted, but he's gonna help come back and help Miles anyway because he did him solid. He's like, no, you saved my dad, bro. I'm not turning my back on you.
Yeah. It's just like, nah, bro, I got your back. Because at this point, like, I don't care about the rest of that timeline shit. Like, bro, you changed some shit. Like, so and I can't knock him for that, but I do get where, you know, Miguel's coming from. I really do, you know, but it's just kind of like, bro, the moment he lost me, the moment he had me fucked up, when it was just like, bro, y'all ain't finna lock this man up and tell him he got to just sit there and wait for his dad to get killed. Fuck, no, no. Come on, bro.
Right, like, it's gotta happen, so you can't do anything about it. You got to just let him die. Like, Miguel, I don't agree with that.
Like, bro, like, no. Like, everybody said, yeah, that's what we signed up for. Like, you know, we just gotta let these canonical things happen. And like you said, I like the fact that they were like, nah, bro, this is canon. We got to let this happen. It's like, man. I don't know why he trying
to... Yeah, we gotta let shit happen, but not that.
I'm like, nigga, you did too much. You moved into a universe. You just didn't stop something from happening. You know.
Yeah, you moved into a universe where you died and then tried to, you know, I came in right when he died. Well, I'll just slide in, and that fucked up the timeline.
Yeah, my thing, I was like, bro, you living out missing steps, bro. Like, what else? Like, what else? Is that all it is to it? You jumped dimensions, you stayed there for a couple years or months or however long it was, and the world just collapsed. I'm like, damn, it's fucked up that it happened like that, because I don't even get why the rules would... Like, yeah, bro, I mean, you know, you want to replace this one, but it's just like, nah, man, you fucking up the timeline, bro. You can't do this.
But as you can see, it was some cataclysm happening in New York. It wasn't just that the universe was falling apart. There was some cataclysm, so that involved him being Spider-Man.
But you know,
he just didn't talk about that part.
Yeah, but you know, it's always something connected, bro. It's like something from your future affects your present, which is actually your past. You know, because you ain't living it right now. You ain't really in the true moment, the true real moment you're supposed to be in, and ain't happy yet.
Right, because you see how he didn't talk about his Venom condition at all. Like, they showed him when the things come out and he had to take the serum, but he didn't talk about it.
Nope, not at all.
He didn't tell them none of that shit. And that's part of it right there. That's part of why his universe got destroyed, but he doesn't want to tell them that.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to shift it on everybody else. Like, you know, you just going to dive into your work and just try to be, like, bro, you too obsessed with being a god right now, bro. Like, you really got to... And I like them making 2099 the bad guy for the most part. Like, I like him being the antagonist, where it's like
I held all this together by myself. We're not going to tear it apart again. Like, bro, no.
No, he was like, he's got claws? Are you sure you're a good guy? You know what I'm saying? Are you sure you're Spider-Man? Like, that was funny.
Right. You sure you even a Spider-Man, though?
I was just like, damn, 2999 was always menacing, but damn, like, bro, he came through there with the claws, and he just... And it's like, bro, your rage is not even allowing you to really get the upper hand in this situation.
Like, nope, not at all.
Like, you ain't even really got the upper hand yet. You just really out here just doing too much for the sake that this is just what you got to do. You feel that's what you got to do. But when Miles talked that shit, when talking to, you know, Mom and 42, which I like how... I was like, wait a minute, bro. You ain't go home? So when he goes to 42, and he, you know, that's what I was waiting on, if he was going to tell his mom. So when he has that speech and he finally comes out and say it, you know, he was like, man, I just took on... like, the best, and I won. Like, that's when the mom, I was just like, 'cause you him, dog? Like, I talk my shit, too. It's like, yo, man, I ain't no kid no more. I just beat 100 Spider-Man, bro. Like, they couldn't touch me. And it's like, bro, they really couldn't. It's just like, yeah, bro, like, I was like, bro, these dudes who've been doing this shit for years, bro. This man that had this power for 1 year in the middle of a growth spurt, bro. And he just... shutting them down, bro. I'm like, I don't know, bro. This boy, this kid is amazing. It's like, that's why we didn't call him, because we know he's going to fuck it up. Like, yeah. But you know, Gwen. But I'm just like, bro, Miguel, that's on you. I get she didn't have nobody to call, but, bro, you know her boy, the boy she like is in this one dimension. And you're going to give her the keys to the car like she ain't going to drive to that nigga house.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you having a daughter and like, okay, I'm going to let you drive the car this weekend, but do not go over there.
Yeah,
you just know that's what you're gonna do first chance she hit.
Yeah, go to work and come, go to school and come straight home. Man, you know she's going to see that boy.
And no matter what you say to her, that's where she going.
You know she going, like, you know, because she's scared of this whole thing about her dad. Like, she's like, bro, I got nobody. Like, I got nobody, and you know,
he's the only person who understands. And then you telling me I gotta keep him at arm's length.
Yeah.
Basically lock him up if I have to.
Yeah, because he kind of felt like slighted some type of way. Like, man, wait a minute. So y'all knew what was going to happen to my dad, and y'all just, like, was just going to let it happen? And she was just like, I didn't know how to tell you.
It was going to be like that.
Yeah, like at the pause, she was like, I didn't know how to tell you. Sorry. Like, damn, Gwen. I mean, yeah, but it's like, that's why they ain't hit you up. That's why they ain't come to visit, because, like, they knew. And it's like, yeah, you got to understand their position, dog. But I like the loophole that Gwen's father presents when he resigns. It's just like, yeah, it's loophole.
Yeah.
I don't get the promotion because I quit. Because I quit, hey, I'm looped out of this shit now.
Yep, I'm not the police chief, so I don't get affected by it.
But I'm wondering, in Miles' case, like, bro, somebody got to go. Does somebody have to go? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, what is going to happen? You know, like, I'm like, what is going to happen to him? Like, you know, because they did a lot of build up just to land where they landed. Wait, they did a whole lot.
Yeah, because I did not realize that it was going to be the ending that it has. And I'm sitting there like, this is getting good. This shit is about to get, because they paced the movie so well. When I looked at my watch, I was like, okay, it's about to be maybe like 10:30 or something. So we got plenty more to happen. Nope.
Right now, bro. Movie like, that's it. Like, because I was just like, you should have hurt me at the end. I was like, man, I know you fucking lying. Like, I literally yelled that shit out. Like, I know you fucking lying. Like that's lit. I don't care. It was kids in front of me. I ain't give a damn. I was like, literally, like, to be continued. Man.
Yo, get out of here with that.
Bruh. But let's touch on the final spoiler of this whole shit, which is Miles' variant.
Yes.
And the connection to his variant. I like Childish Gambino was the Prowler.
They showed him.
They showed him in the fit, bro. Like, yes, I'm the Prowler, bro. And I was like, wait a minute. Ain't you the one that, like, Tom Holland met? Like.
Yep. Like, they went ahead and confirmed that shit. Like, yes, that is me.
I'm like, dang, bro, like, that was dope. They did, between that and Andrew Garfield showing clips from, you know, the first Spider-Man in the background, like, just all of it, like, them mixing, like you said, the real live action with the animated world, it's just like, yeah, man, it's the animated ones completely outweigh this. So, and Venom, like, just the Asian lady at the bodega.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, this is nothing new to me. Venom is my best friend. Like, that's all she had to say. Like, you wouldn't want to meet my Spider-Man friend.
Yeah, like, I thought she was going to say something. So the dude was like, wait a minute, you're really calm about this. Like, this happens on the regular. And she was like, man, you have no fucking idea.
Like, my best friend is the weirdest spider guy.
Yeah, bro, between that Venom, you know, at the end of Venom 2, between that and seeing this, I don't know what they're doing with Venom 3. Like, I don't know how that's going to connect to this. I want repercussions of this to affect anything with Spider-Man in it I see going forward. Because y'all done opened that can now. Y'all can't put the lid back on that. You done opened it up. You can't put the lid back on it now. Mm-mm. Nope.
After that whole Far From Home and everything, y'all touched on it, but didn't really say how deep that was gonna go. Now you gonna do this? It's got to.
It's just like, nah, y'all can't put the lid back on it now. Everything we see, all of this is connected. But like you were saying, the final spoiler was Miles' variant. Like the moment she said, "Oh, you took your braids out," I was like, I'm immediately picturing him with just cornrows wearing a Spider-Man suit, right? That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, oh, okay, yeah, he just Spider-Man, you know. But that's the universe ain't got no Spider-Man. I completely forgot that when I saw his uncle. I was like, oh, shit. And then when I seen his uncle with the glove, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So you're the Prowler that lived. I think I was wrong.
But see, what threw me off was when he started putting on his clothes in his room. And I was like, why is he wearing Prowler's colors?
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me. because the hoodie was green. I mean, the bubble coat was green, and the hoodie was purple.
Yeah. Damn, bro, you good. You good, bro, because it didn't hit me till I saw his uncle. But I was just like, hold on, bro. Like
I'm thinking. You are not in the right timeline, bro.
I'm thinking he worked for his uncle. It's like, nah, bro, his uncle worked for him. Like, bro, you the prowler, bro. Like, so when he came out there and he was just looking all sinister, you see him all serious, I'm just like, oh, this nigga evil, bro. Because he ain't even had no reason. Let me go. I done explained everything to you. And it's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Right, my dad is dead, bro. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
It's just like, bro, I told you, like, I lost Unc, bro. It's a different, we even, dog. Like, hey, make it worse. You still got your uncle. I'm finna lose my dad, too. If you don't let me go. Nigga, like, bro, I don't give a fuck.
I'm the problem. Like, bro, do you not understand? I'm the problem, bro. I don't care nothing about that shit.
I don't know what the fuck a Spider-Man is, but guess what? I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't care. I can't wait to get his glorious bad guy speech.
Oh yeah.
But for right now, it's just I gotta see Gwen because she didn't assemble in the spider team to go get him.
Yeah, and that's gonna be dope because they bringing back the old team.
Bro.
With some new members.
Bro, Oscar Isaac is that dude, bro.
Yeah, bro. And it was so funny because as we were watching it, I was like, all I can hear is him being Poe Dameron in Star Wars and Moon Knight. That's all I hear this whole movie.
Bruh, I was just like, bro, he really, I don't know, bro. He really was like
in his bag on this one.
Nah, bro, this is what I need, man. I need Pedro Pascal to like, I want his voice to voice of Spider-Man. Because I really like his Mandalorian voice. Like, I really want him to. But Oscar Isaac, bro, I was like, damn, bro, Oscar Isaac is a good actor. But I was like, dog, you really a good voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit be different, bro. But his voice, bro, like, just the different tones and ranges he did with his voice, like, he really, I'm just like, dog, I watch a lot of anime, bro. I listen to a lot of voice actors. But damn, Oscar Isaac, I'm like, bro, you one of them.
Like, you did this shit, my man.
You did it, bro. Like, I was like, bro, he really is one of them. Like, nah, man, the whole cast, like, just showed out. Even, like, everybody came back, you know, Penelope, Spider Pig.
Oh, yeah. And then she's older, and you can tell that she's, you know, hardened by all the shit that's going down. She does not look so happy-go-lucky no more. She had the bags under her eyes. She's like, yo, I done been through it, dog. My dad died. He's gone. Like, I done lost the robot in the first movie. I brought him back, but something else done happened to her.
That's crazy. And, man, shout out to Haley Steinfeld, though. Like, Spider-Gwen. I'm like, damn, shawty, you a whole fucking, like, like, damn, you Kate Bishop in this bitch. Like, damn, like...
Right, came through a red shot. Like, yo, yeah, I'm passing the torch. I got it. Hand me the baton. I'm gonna take off running.
Nah, man. Like from dead. Like, what's the guy from Deadpool? Karan Soni, the Indian guy.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait a minute. Like, he was like the Indian Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, okay.
He played the hell out of that because all his little quips were so good.
Yeah, man. He was like, he showed the hell out. Like, I really like him. Shout out to Issa Rae. Like, Issa Rae was just like, I always like her and her roles because she just, I feel like they didn't even get her no script. It just sounded like she just improvised all her fucking lines because it just sounded so like her. You know, like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, y'all really gonna hammer home this strong black woman superpower shit for real? Like, only a black woman. She is like,
extra pregnant.
Like, bro, like,
she'll be Spider-Man and
Robin. That's some shit only a black woman would do. Yo, black women still gonna step out and be strong. And even when we pregnant, we still gotta have it. I'm just like, God damn, shout out here pregnant as fuck. Like, you should have heard the lady in front of me. The lady in front of me felt some type of way about a pregnant Spider-Woman out here, like, doing this shit pregnant. She was just like, she pregnant? Like, oh my God, like, She's so strong. Like, I heard Beyonce playing in the background just a little bit. Like, damn, bro, she really, like, really admires this. Like, but no. Like, that shit tripped me out. No, the little girl, it was a little girl in the movies in a row in front of me, and she was thinking everything I was thinking. And I was like, damn, bro, I'm really tuned into a child's mind a lot of times when it comes to me ingesting this shit. Like, so when we see the guy with all the, you know, damn, Dots, what's his name?
The spot.
When we see the spot, first thing she says is, "He's naked," and I bust out laughing.
Because of course that's right, what the buddy said. Like, that's some kind of soup.
Like, well, no, it's skin.
Sadly for both of us, right? Sadly for both of us, this is my skin,
bro. She said he's naked before he said that line. I was like, damn, she's really perceptive. Like, this was like a 4 or 5 year old. And the other scene when I was like, this little girl gets it, is when Gwen opened up the portal and she just stood there for a little minute, just kind of looking. She was just like, hurry up. I was like, thank you, Shawty. Yep. I was like,
Shawty, you're right. He need to bring his behind off.
I was like, yeah, you need to hurry the fuck up, Gwen. Like, you gotta go. I do like when she, like, Spider Punk, man. Did they make Spider Punk black for the movie?
No, Spider Punk is black.
That's what's up.
And that's what did it for me. That's really what did it for me, because I love Spider Punk. And when they said, oh, it's Hoagie, and I was like, it ain't the one Hoagie. It can't be nobody else but him. And when he showed up in the British punk aesthetic, and that was how he looked the whole movie, and at, when they did his little intro, they didn't show his face. I was like, oh, they gonna do my boy dirty like that and don't want to acknowledge that it's two black Spider-Man? But then when they showed his hair, I was like, all right, they got to show his face at some point.
That was Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I did not know that was him.
Yes.
Oh, shit, son. I did not know that was him.
Yeah, bro.
Dang. They did that shit. Bro, that is crazy.
Oh, man. That's what did it for me. I was like, all right. Y'all showing out with this. And I did not catch what he was doing when they were walking through the lab. I knew he was, like, nicking little pieces of tech, but I was like, okay, maybe he's doing it just so he can, like, upgrade his watch. Nah, he was making another one.
Yeah, took that shit off. Like, I don't need this no more. And I like the fact that, you know, that's not lost. These Spider-Man just being geniuses. I like them being smart. Because I had an epiphany in the movie. I was just like, I think their spider abilities make them more smart. And this is how I'm going to explain it. I think, by definition, right, every Spider-Man that wasn't, like, you know, Sam Raimi Spider-Man shooting the shit natural had to make spider web cartridges, right? Most of them did this shit in a school lab, a college lab, or at the crib. So I'm kind of figuring that when they became a spider, when they get these spider powers, they learn something in them tells them how to make the webbing, how to make the real strong webbing that can hold up buildings and shit, like made out of household chemicals. So I kind of feel like once your mind just being like, all right, well, now you got to instinctively know how to make this. I feel like if you understand the science behind knowing how to make it, I feel like every other science is probably like any other science attributed or even close to that. You just kind of feel like, oh yeah, nah, compounds, atoms moving. Okay, nah, bro, all this shit makes sense. Just kind of like,
yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
It's like, yeah, nah, bro, I get it. I don't know how, but all this shit I get. Like, I just had to hear it out loud.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it's because, like, bro, I don't know. Now I can make, because you can, like, you have to understand how to make something that your body can't naturally produce artificially. So I feel like if you can do that at the crib, like, yeah, I think something just clicks. And now it's just like, bro, I can understand all this quantum shit, bro, because, like, nigga, I can make web out of household chemicals. They can hold up a car, bro. Like, you don't even need rope, bro. I can make synthetic webbing that dissolves in 30 minutes, that I can swing from. I can tie people up. I can subdue another Spider-Man with my web. It's that strong. Like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to give you that. He can subdue another Spider-Man with his webbing.
Yeah, because when I saw the others, you know, put their webbing cartridges on, I'm just like, oh, shit. Well, damn, bro, everybody got cartridges.
But all their web is different.
Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's web just, like, non-different. We all do this differently. Aunt May moved to Florida. That was it, bro. I was like, oh, she going to Florida.
Aunt May said, yep, I'm retiring. Bro, the only way old people do.
I did not catch the PTO joke, but apparently every dad in that theater caught that joke because I was the only one who didn't get it. Everybody's laughing when the guy was like, man, I had to sign such and such. So many.
You know how many lemon bars I got to bake for that?
Yeah, bro. Like, all the dads started laughing. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not a dad. I don't get that shit. But they got it. And I like the fact that it was jokes that, you know, that all these parents, because it was nothing but parents in there. It was a few people like me, a couple people on dates. I say all in all, the theater was practically, I don't even think we filled the eighth of that bitch up. I think it was probably like 20 people in this whole theater. Because like I said, the showing is technically 11:45, but starts at 12. You know, it's just like Saturday, ain't nobody up. It's the South, like it's Georgia. People ain't getting out of bed. People are just waking up at 11. Ain't nobody at the movie theaters yet. Because when I got out the movies, bro, the whole theater was packed. When I got out the movies, bro, that whole lobby was so damn full. And I was like, I know all y'all ain't here to see Little Mermaid. I don't know what y'all here for, but this mug packed.
Because it better get Best Animated Film of the Year, for real, hands down. Better get that.
Bro, ain't nothing else beating that, bro. I ain't seen nothing else. I don't give a fuck about Element. I don't give a fuck about Filament, none of that shit.
Yeah, fuck Elemental, dog. If that shit beats out Spider-Man, it's only because they shield for that shit. Because it's not going to beat that.
Yeah, somebody paid for that.
It's just not.
Yeah,
that's why I say they shield for it, because that shit ain't going to beat it, dog.
Nah, bro, I've never seen anything visually this spectacular, pun intended. I just haven't. It was the vertigo for me. It was the upside down scene that had me feeling like, okay, bro, I'm nauseous, bro.
I think it was the little effect that they used in the original, where it kept everything in the background slightly out of focus. Oh, yeah.
I was like, man,
doing all the little traditional little web spinning and stuff. I'm like, this dude is off the chain.
But Spider-Punk was by far one of my favorites, because he was just so cool. Spider-Punk was just so cool. It's like, that girl is an anarchist. Like, yeah.
I like it. I like it. What do you say? He took a shot at the establishment. Respect.
Like, yeah, it's like, bro, straight anarchist, bro. It was just black as fuck. That's one thing I like about it. I like the fact it was just black as fuck. It was still fun. It was still Spider-Man. And everybody just had so much style. Like, I'm going to go back and rewatch that just for the first 15 minutes. I got to see this Gwen shit all over again. Because, like, Charlotte just, that's dope. Like, that shit was just dope. Like, then she threw in the chucks. So those my chucks. Yeah, you stole
it. And she didn't even answer. She just flew away.
I'm like, damn, nigga, you got some small feet, Spider-Punk. Like, how the fuck she stole your chucks?
Right.
Damn, Gwen got some hella 5 feet. I'm like, damn, big-ass ballerina.
Right, either your feet small or hers are huge.
Nah, I just love her. I love her aesthetic. I like his new suit, too. You know what I mean? Just, I'm just like, there's nothing about this I don't like.
And they were making fun of, what are you, bleeding from the armpit? What's happening here?
Yeah, just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at first I thought they were saying breathing, like he stank. It was like, no, it's bleeding because it's red. I was like, oh, yeah. And he looked like, you know, hey, I don't know. That suit cool to me. Is that the Insomniac Miles Morales suit?
No, the Insomniac Miles suit is the original black and red one.
Okay, with the Adidas instead of the Nikes.
I need the real deal Miles Morales.
But I don't know, them J's he had, you know, they some ones, bro. They just, like, bro, they hard to me. Oh, man. Damn. Roommate playing this shit. And he playing the Spider-Man game. I missed that one, though. Damn. It was just
amazing. I'm looking and I'm like, this man is sitting there playing Spider-Man, bro.
I like how you said, you know, he got NIL deal. He was like, yeah, I do baby powder. I do this. He had to apologize for the baby powder. I'm like, oh, why? What'd you do?
Right. What was wrong with the baby powder?
Like, how'd you get almost counseled for baby powder? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, he is in New York. Maybe it wasn't baby powder.
Right. Ain't no telling. I was like, I don't know what you're doing, Spider-Man. What you...
Endorsed baby powder. Had to apologize for endorsing the baby powder. We all make mistakes.
They recreated the meme. I knew that was coming. The trailer gave that away. That was dope, though.
Oh, yeah. like all across the whole the whole little place, the whole headquarters was pointing each other out like you.
Everybody looking, it's like, and everybody in the movie theater shouted at that moment. You seen that meme? It's like, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, man, I can't. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and the other part that I liked was how they acknowledged who the shot was. He was the guy who got hit with the bagel.
Bruh, like, got hit with the bagel. Yeah, man, I was in here when I shouldn't have been. You stopped the kingpin. That shit turned me to this.
Like, you hit me in the head with the bagel. Like, I hit a lot of people with food.
I like how all them crack jokes. It's like, nah, we really do, like, make jokes and crack on y'all ass for, like, nah, that's just our thing. I like how they say, what's up, you 2099? You don't crack jokes, Miguel.
Nope. This man is straight brooding, pissed off all the time.
Like, damn, bro. Man, I want to be out here just brooding. I get it, though. Yeah, man, I'm going to have to agree with you. I have to get this a 10 out of 10, bro. I think this is perfect, bro. They just did so much. I can't complain about nothing. There's nothing that I can say that I didn't get that I wanted. They gave me more than I expected. It's kind of like you got to play the food and thank you. And then they add some more. You're like, thank you. Then they add some more. You're like, thank you. Then they add some more. You're like, all right, bro, I'm good. Damn.
Like, you sure? We got some dessert, too.
And you're like, damn. Oh, yeah.
What y'all got for dessert? I see what you got.
Yeah, it's like, bro, y'all gave me way too much food. Honestly, I feel like any gripe I would have is just like, bro, there's no possible way you can intake the entirety of this movie in one setting. You can have to watch it again. It's just like, nah, bro. I know I got to go back and rewatch it because it was just so much. So much.
Yeah, they really did it. Like, no, we're going to give you a Spider-Man movie, and they did.
Now we just got to wait for the next one.
Because I was sitting in there, and that shit said to be continued. I was like, y'all got to be shitting me.
Nah, man, they did that. I was just like, just damn, you got it. But I'm excited. It's like, all right, y'all gave me something to look forward to because I knew this shit. Like, all right, you know, I thought it was just going to come in. They was just going to wrap it up. It's like, nah, bro, we're going to build a whole nother arc. And I ain't think about Spider-Geddon. So we know Spider-Geddon is up next. It's like, nah, bro, we finna get cataclysmic with this shit.
Like, bro, we about the Avengers this shit.
And they got the old squad back, so I'm ready for that. Got them back, man.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, man, Macchio, thank you for your review. Thank you for taking the time to call in and report on this thing, man. I'm pretty sure there's so much to come on. There's so many other people I want to discuss this with, but it's an honor and pleasure always to talk Spider-Man with you, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I had to do it, brother. I had to do it. Movie was too damn good.
Too good, man. Absolutely, man. I want to thank everybody for listening. You know, fantastic, man. I'm called this Spider Him because he did that, but Miles, you can't hear right now. I'm hitting these air horns over here just.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Going crazy.
That man did that, dog.
Did that.